Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The House is inching toward impeachment with another hearing today before the House Judiciary Committee, and it's been a raucous affair. Our Juliet Papa is taking it all in and has a live report from the 1010 Winds newsroom.
Yeah, raucous is right, and lawmakers have been questioning the attorneys representing the case for and against impeachment. Democrat Zoe Lofgren asking Daniel Goldman,
isn't it true that the aid was released only after the president got caught and only after Congress learned of the scheme to make this life or death aid conditional on this announcement of investigation of his political rival?
There were several things that made the president realize that this was coming to a head and could not be concealed.
That's Attorney Goldman spelling out the allegations put together in the Intelligence Committee report. Among the things he says the president had to come to terms with, the whistleblower report, which uncovered the phone call to Ukraine, in which the president asked for an investigation into the Bidens. But Republicans aren't sitting quietly. Ranking Republican Doug Collins says Biden withheld aid to a foreign entity when he was vice president.
Joe Biden, of everybody that we discussed about, is the only one that's done a quid pro quo. He's the only one that's used taxpayer dollars to actually threaten a foreign government.
Lots of raised voices, gavel pounding, and now they're taking a break. Live in the newsroom, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Police in New Jersey say they've arrested a Clifton man for throwing snowballs onto a street. They say the snowballs contain nails and screws. 54-year-old Adrian Sanchez is accused of doing this from his car in Nutley on December 6th. Authorities also were investigating whether Sanchez may be the one responsible for several incidents since August in which camouflaged nails and screws were wired together at the intersection of Kingsland Street and Windsor Place. Police say Sanchez was frustrated with legal proceedings involving a resident of Windsor Place. A pickup truck ran over a woman and her 3-year-old son this morning in East Harlem. The little boy died.
The mom with her 3-year-old in a stroller had just left a Dunkin' on the corner where Marisol Medina serves up their breakfast every day and says just seconds after they left, someone came running in saying the little boy was hurt.
And I see her on the floor with her baby, so I ran out with my phone and I'm trying to call the ambulance and try to calm her down, and she's just holding her baby and screaming.
Little Burton De Jesus did not survive his injuries. A truck making a left turn from East 116th onto First Avenue that struck them in the crosswalk did stop. This man who works nearby says that driver was also distraught.
The truck driver, he just started banging his head in the car, screaming like it was by accident.
Police took him into custody. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in East Harlem.
New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer says the MTA has failed to closely watch a massive contract with Bombardier for 300 new subway cars.
Bombardier repeatedly refused to obey contract requirements and provide the MTA with mandatory welding procedures, the very material that holds the car joints and brackets in place.
The new subway cars are to be part of a massive update of the subway system, and they are long overdue. Stringer says it's costing New Yorkers as much as $35 million to keep broken-down cars on the tracks past their expiration date. On Long Island, a new task force is being formed to combat hate.
Nassau County Executive Laura Curran and Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone joining forces to create this anti-hate task force.
The only thing that allows hatred to consume us is when people of good faith refuse to stand up.
The announcement made here at the Nassau County Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center which was recently targeted twice with hate-filled graffiti.
It certainly looks to be an intentional slap in the face, especially considering what the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center does.
The Nassau County executive says the new task force will involve law enforcement, educators, and civic groups. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Glencoe.
The government and law firms have been reaching out to people who were in Lower Manhattan when the terror attack occurred. They want them to register for the Victims' Compensation Fund just in case. Well, tonight there's a special outreach. The City Department of Education and the United Federation of Teachers are trying to reach those who were in school in Lower Manhattan on 9/11. Attorney Michael Barish represented Jimmy Zadroga, the first police officer whose death was attributed to exposure to toxins at Ground Zero.
When he died of pulmonary fibrosis, there was an autopsy, and they found ground glass and asbestos and benzene in his lungs. Well, if that was found in his lungs, it's in everyone else's lungs, too. And yet people don't know it.
Cancers from these toxins can develop years later. The free informational seminar will be held at UFT headquarters at 52 Broadway from 6 until 8 o'clock. That's 52 Broadway from 6 until 8.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.